I'm Bill Newell, joined by Rick Moore, and we are using some brand new technology for us, at least on the audio piece of thing. And Rick, I want you to check in and say hi to the folks.
I will do that, and this is pretty cool. I can see you. I guess we're getting into the 21st century after all, after being tied to the old cans with a string on them.
Yeah, but I can't see you, and that's okay too, but it's too bad you can see me. I just wanted to let folks know that we're going to try to ramp up sports here in the days ahead. Even though there are no sports, and sports doesn't look like on the North Shore it's returning right away anyway, but there are a lot of people out there, and we have a long tradition of covering sports, and there are a bunch of stories out there that we can share. So I just wanted folks to know that we're going to be back with sports soon and maybe posting some interviews here and there, more sports. Plus, we always have the Monday night show as well.
Well, I also think that, Bill, you know, you're always talking about get a hold of us. If people let us know through our email some sports stories or things that they're working on, that would be cool. And, you know, people are still getting ready. I dare I say it, football is going to be coming up in the fall, keeping our fingers crossed. So let us know at msonewsports@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us the emails. Rick, do you have that phone number, our phone number? Do you have that number handy or not?
Wish me luck. 978-325-3638.
All right, you give that number one more time. It sounded about right, but I don't know. You know, go ahead.
978-325-3638.
All right, so this is kind of our welcome back to sports. Mike, here we are, April. April 9th, North Shore Sports Night will be here just like it is every Monday night at 7 o'clock. I already have a few guests possibly lined up for Monday night, Rick, but I don't want to tell you about them yet. But we'll have a few things here for sure.
Well, we do have one. Mike Grenier will be talking with us, and we're going to take a look at the NBA's Hall of Fame selections, including the retiring of number 5 for the Boston Celtics.
Sounds terrific. All right. We'll stop there, Rick, and we'll be let the folks know that we're going to be checking back with you, and we'll be checking together with other folks as well on sports here on MSO, newsports.com.